Thanks for having me, Jess.
Could you tell us a little bit about this project and what it involves exactly and what it is that you are aiming to accomplish?
Yeah, okay. So I'm working with people from, I'm from the University of Sydney, and there's a few of us there, but we're also working with people from the University of Canberra, the University of Wollongong, and the Country Education Foundation. And the reason we've kind of joined forces is we're trying to sort of create some new forms of supportive communication between universities, regional students and parents around this idea of gap years, whether or not to take them, and if you do take them, what are some good things to do while you're on them to help you use that year as a good transition to university.
Mm. And why specifically are you focusing on regional students?
That's a really good question. And to answer this question, I have to tip my hat to another group of scholars who wrote a really important report called Regional Transitions to University. So that was written by Robin Quinn, Kathy Stone and Sue Trinidad. And they did it, this was a couple of years ago, they did a really, really large scale study with young people in regional New South Wales. And what they found was 51% of high school students are taking gap years, but only 5% of those, or between 5 and 6%, are actually coming back to uni when they finish.
Oh, wow.
I know. And that's actually quite unique to the regional students compared to the metropolitan students who nearly all come back after their gap year. And in fact, they figured out that over 40% of young people who have uni on their horizons, they've, you know, got an ATAR, they've applied, they've accepted a place, end up not actually turning up and enrolling. So what we're trying to do is targeting particularly those students who seem to want to come but then haven't been supported properly to turn up and start.
Is that the reason that we're seeing this this lack of regional students moving from their gap year into tertiary education, a lack of support, or is that what this project is kind of trying to discover, those reasons why they're not coming back?
We're hoping that this might make a difference, but we don't actually know why they're not coming back. It's a very hard to research space because the population who do gap years just, you know, disappear. They're not in the education system for us to access them. Mm. But what we do know from this really important report I was just talking about is that the things that people think about when they're deciding whether or not to take a gap year and whether or not to come to uni sort of fall in three really broad categories. There is, you know, financial costs. Can we afford to do all the things related to coming to uni and doing things related to gap years? There's social costs. So some young people feel compelled or feel that university means they have to move home. So, you know, leaving family, leaving sporting clubs, giving up existing jobs, those kinds of things, and their social networks. And the other thing that we know they're really concerned about when they're making these decisions is just not being sure of their future career or what they want to study at university. So they know they want to come, but they might not know if they've chosen the right course or so forth and so on. Yeah. Mm.
Part of this project, I understand, is reframing how we talk about gap years. Why do you think it's important that we move away from this kind of pro-con line of thinking when we're talking about prospective students and about taking a year off?
Well, I think one of the reasons so many people are taking gap years is because gap years in uni seem to be either a gap year or a uni. It's one or the other. And I think it might be helpful to reframe what you want out of a gap year and what you need out of a gap year, and then see if you can get that just by going to uni anyway, or whether you can do a gap year and go to uni. So there are some really great reasons for taking gap years, and only gap years can afford you that. For example, sometimes qualifying for independent youth allowance is a really solid reason for taking a gap year. But then there are other things like the idea of travel. There's 5 months between the end of HSC and the start of uni, and there's only 26 weeks of instruction at uni a year. So there's actually a fair bit of space for travel opportunities if you do go straight to uni. So it's just a matter of weighing up some of the things you need and want, and then having a better understanding of some of the things gap years can offer you compared to what university can offer you, and just making a really well-informed decision. I'm not anti-gap year. All my students who've taken a gap year have loved their gap year, but we're worried about this idea of the gap year as a magic bullet, and then those magic bullets not coming through for people, and then not coming for reasons that could have been better thought through, you know.
It's either a magic bullet or a black hole that you get kind of sucked into sometimes.
Yeah,
hey?
That's a beautiful analogy. Might use that one. But the other thing is, we know, like, the reason we're playing with communications is if you type into Google, why take a gap year, you get like 155 million results in 0.57 seconds. And all of those marketing really cool gap year programs, and they're great programs, but they're all about discovering yourself, your world will expand, try new things. Whereas what we know they're worried about is cost, indecision, and social costs. So there's not a match of what they want to find out and what they can easily get in that public space. So yeah, we're just trying to do some work around that.
Everyone wants their eat, pray, love moment, but
yeah, for sure. Like, who doesn't?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many students around at the moment. I guess ATARs came out this week. All the tertiary scores have come out this week. People will start getting their acceptances. There's a lot of young brains making big decisions. So I'm very glad that there's some solid research being done in the field. Sam, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much, Jess. And hope everyone at Terzio has a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.